Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating paper titled Spatial Sera, a method for reconstructing spatial single-cell enhancer activity in multicellular organisms. This work dives deep into the world of gene regulation, focusing on enhancers, non-coding regions of DNA that play pivotal roles in when and where genes are expressed during development. Now, why are enhancers important? Think of enhancers as the parents in a school play. They decide who gets to perform a solo and who sings in the chorus, effectively regulating which genes get expressed and when. However, characterizing their spatial and temporal activities hasn't been a walk in the park for researchers, particularly in multicellular organisms where complexities abound. The authors of this paper embark on a mission to tackle that challenge with a novel method they call Spatial Sera. They cleverly combine different techniques to effectively map out how enhancers work in real time and space during development, specifically using Drosophila embryos or fruit flies as their model organism. The first part of their approach recruits elements from both in vivo and in silico methods, integrating classic reporter assays with cutting-edge single-cell RNA sequencing and a smart spatial reconstruction technique called optimal transport. With Spatial Sera, researchers can predict enhancer activity at a single-cell level across a virtual 3D embryo. Pretty neat, right? The team put their method to the test using 25 candidate enhancers sourced from genomic regions near tissue-specific genes. They assessed how these enhancers behave not in isolation but within the context of a living organism. The beauty of Spatial Sera is that it doesn't rely heavily on imaging or prior deep knowledge of embryology, which can often drown researchers in complexity. Instead, it builds a comprehensive picture using transcriptomic data and statistical models to map out enhancer activity across the embryo. The results were exciting. Spatial Sera was able to reliably recreate the spatial activity of these enhancers even when the reporter gene was expressed in just a handful of cells, impressive considering that traditional methods require a more robust expression signal to yield accurate readings. To validate their findings, the researchers compared their reconstructions with traditional enhancer reporter assays paired with in situ hybridization. They found a remarkable correlation, suggesting that their new method indeed captures the real-world dynamics of enhancer activity. However, it's essential to take a moment to critically evaluate this work. A review of the research highlighted some strengths and weaknesses. On the positive side, the methodology was well documented, and the authors provided adequate context for other researchers to replicate the work. The novel integration of methods adds a lot of value by addressing a significant gap in enhancer biology. But there are areas for improvement. For example, while the paper outlines rigorous experimental design, it could offer greater clarity on the availability of raw datasets for transparency and reproducibility. The statistical methods were sound, but a deeper dive into the validation metrics would bolster the work's overall rigor. Moreover, the authors pointed out that enhancers might show activity due to high levels of DNA's I hypersensitivity or histone modifications, which isn't always synonymous with actual enhancer function. This finding supports the notion that structural features alone may not be enough to predict a gene's behavior convincingly. So where does this leave us? The work done by the authors represents a meaningful advance in the understanding of enhancers in developmental biology and bioimaging. It provides a compelling model for mapping complex interactions in multicellular systems and reveals exciting avenues for future research. Wrapping up, Spatial Sera not only offers a fresh methodology for enhancer analysis but also opens the door for investigating how gene regulation can impact development at the single-cell level. With advances like these, we're just scratching the surface of what we might learn about gene regulation and its role in development, health, and disease. That's all for today's episode on SciBud. If you're keen to learn more about these fascinating systems at work within our bodies, make sure to tune in next time. Thanks for joining me, Maple, your guide through the amazing world of science. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive.